This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 5 p.m. Look at you, Tim Convy.
Look at me.
With your little mug of something and a cookie.
That's right. Tis the season.
I'm going to go get
You know that
those
cookie
cookies.
Has beef in it.
No.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Yep.
It's delicious. Several of those are delicious.
It's a hamburger cookie.
Oh, wow.
Maybe you're not familiar.
That explains some things.
Tomorrow, Rach and I are doing the very last of our Hardee's remote appearances over lunch. We're going to be in Belleville. There's a ton of Hardee's in Belleville. This one is at the Greenmount Commons. We'll be there at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're going to have 30 DGS beanies and 15 DGS t-shirts. They're all for sale for $10. We'll have stickers. We would love for you to give as much money as you can. It all goes Operation Food Search. We only have until Friday at 6 p.m. Come on by. Just hang out. The first, like, half hour is real busy for us because there will be a line to get the beanies and the t-shirts. But after that, we're just hanging out eating Hardee's. So happy just to hang out and eat Hardee's with you. And then Friday is our very last show to do the Hardee's deal, but it's my last show of the year. It's Mark's last show of the year, more importantly. And so we're going to be doing it from the Hardee's in the Chesterfield Valley. It will be star-studded, tons of friends of the show dropping by, a lot of my friends coming by to drop off big checks, kind of like the old Jerry Lewis telethons in the 70s. And right at the end, Jerry was all tired and a little bit drunk. You're like, come on! So it's going to be kind of like that. We're going to have about 60 beanies on Friday and more t-shirts. So there you go.
Congratulations to you guys on how well that's gone so far.
It's going well.
It's very cool.
I'm feeling good about getting to 50 grand.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And what did you say, Rach? How many was it? $1,000 fed 200,000 people? Is
yes.
that possible?
That's what the website says.
Yeah, I've looked at those stats. They stretch it quite a bit.
Yeah.
They're very efficient.
Someone do the math on that then.
Mm. No, I can't.
This is not our strong suit.
Very effective. We'll leave it at that.
I just saw Joe, our engineer out there, and he's like, getting any cooler in there? I'm like, not a degree.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's getting hotter.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard you guys on the way in, and I thought, it can't be that. It's pretty bad.
It's a
little
toasty. Bad.
Yeah. We're toasty.
But again, we're kind of pusses. You know, like, people work in mines mm-hmm. and smelters.
Right.
We're crying on Friday because we're too cold. And then but no, we're too hot.
Yeah.
We have a very narrow band
right.
of comfort.
Yeah. That's it.
I think everybody would take this over Friday.
It's too wet. It's too dry. Yeah, how did you, you were there all weekend, right?
Yeah, and Sunday was beautiful. Sunday I wouldn't have changed a thing. Saturday was similar to Friday, not quite as bad as Friday. But Sunday was beautiful, and people came out. You know, you guys saw it Friday night, but people came out Saturday through the rain and the cold, and then Sunday, people just kept coming through. So that was that was my first, thing like that around here, and it was cool to see. Do I wish Camel X had spent more time there? Absolutely.
Not to mention names.
It was a huge success, too.
Yeah,
no.
Over
like 1,400 bikes.
Almost like 1,800, I thought they were saying. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's incredible, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw we've all seen the pictures and been out there with everything that they got there, but there's pictures from the warehouse where all the donors, mm-hmm. it was everything, so almost 2,000. It's 2,000 bikes is a lot of bikes. You see the warehouse pictures, and it's pretty cool.
That's cool. One that Mark built, right?
Yep. About 5 minutes.
Special section for that one.
Just went in there, wrenches were flying.
It was crazy. He showed up and he literally pushed me out of the way and he said, let a man handle this.
Back
and just
off,
it was
woman.
Just done.
Yep.
It was nuts.
Done and done. Nuts, bolts, wheels, tires.
You winches are bad enough at math, much less putting stuff together.
Let me show you how this is done, little lady. And she hit me.
So. He said, me too, my ass, and then physically shoved her.
No, that part's not true.
You're going to build something right.
Mm.
You ready to perform for your boyfriend?
Yep.
All right, let's hear it.
Closest Corner, brought to you by Schnucks. Get all your holiday shopping done and use the app. It's time for the holiday edition. Fact or fiction? Mostly fact.
All of these are true.
I love that it's a different name every time.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. What was the original?
Believe it or don't.
Believe it or don't. Yes. That can't be improved on.
No, that was pretty good. That's why I've,
Believe it or don't. That's when we were first getting to know Tim.
Yep.
And he's like, believe it or don't.
And you guys, wait a minute.
These are all facts.
That's all true.
And you guys didn't catch it.
And Tim comes in and he goes, he said, these are all facts.
Yes. I have been on this earth more than 65 years. Mm. Longer than any of you guys. And
longer than a lot of turtles.
That too. I found out something today.
Longer than any dog.
longer
than any 10 dogs.
Longer than any dog. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a dog on this earth that's been here longer than you.
You can tell it's not a solid corner because he got slightly distracted. And he went in when you guys commented. Yeah. He's like, going to buy a little time here. 10 dogs. What?
I will open this segment up with something that you're all going to just go, what?
Doubt it.
No, no. Maybe
W-U-T.
If you know this, this will absolutely floor me because I'd never heard. I'm 65 years old. I never heard this.
Okay. Ladies love cool James.
That's what that means? All right. Here we go. We go to Japan. Home of the Japanese. Japan. All right? Okay.
Home.
Japan.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve in Japan. Christmas Eve. What do the great majority of people do in Japan on Christmas Eve? And I know this is a fact. What the great majority of people in Japan.
You mean Japan as in where fiction? The Japanese are from?
Where the Japanese are
home
from.
Home of the Japanese.
Home of the Japanese.
Mark, this is a game called Fact or Fiction, and then it's an open-ended question.
But it's a fact, and you're... I'm waiting. You're all going to go, what?
We have to guess it.
What?
Yeah, you're all going to go. It's called Fact or Fiction, and that means you're supposed to, like... And on Christmas Eve in Japan, everybody...
And then we say, true or false? That can't be true.
This is too big. Yeah. This is too big.
So this is not to be played.
Just throw it out there. If anybody can just give me whatever you got.
We're going to guess the fact, then we're going to determine if it's true or not.
Yes.
Okay.
Take some guesses. Christmas Eve, the great majority of people in Japan...
Home of the Japanese.
Do this. This is amazing. Yeah, I'm telling you, you're gonna want to call your friends and tell you this.
Tell us.
You ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They eat...
Strawberry shortcake.
American food.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's awesome.
The majority of the population...
Over 50%, Mark.
Eat Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Now, KFC, not just FC?
KFC.
Specifically.
Specifically, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Look it up. They started this. Part of the reason is... Let me give you the whole story. You ready?
Well, yeah.
Japan...
There's more?
Yes. There are very few Christians in Japan.
Here we go.
So they don't have a lot of tradition on Christmas Eve. So
wait a second. What's Christmas Eve? Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So 40 years ago, a promotion guy for Kentucky Fried Chicken goes, you need to eat Kentucky Fried Chicken to celebrate Christmas Eve. And they lost their minds. They went nuts. They just, I'm telling you, the greater majority of people... In Japan, eat Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's a fact.
It is a fact. I'm looking at an article right now.
Thank you.
On Business Insider.
Over half the population eats specifically at that chain.
It's KFC.
I don't think it's half the population. I think it's the Christian population.
No. Because no, it can't be just because there's the Christians is only like 1 or 2%.
Wow, he did his research.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's Buddhism is the big religion, obviously.
They love it. Can't get enough of it.
This is making me hungry talking about KFC
They just said, and now they have little special cakes they put out. And
KFC cakes?
KFC cakes.
They appear to have chicken nuggets in Japan.
And people bought into it, and it's just, the kids get all excited, they get dressed up, they run to the KFC, they buy their KFC, they got pictures of the Colonel, like in holiday stuff and beautiful colored suits.
Now you're embellishing.
No,
Colonel,
no!
You look so beautiful tonight.
No, you can look it up. They've got them like in like green suits and red. I mean, it's a thing.
Is there a Japanese Colonel in Japan?
He looks like the regular.
Yeah, the picture I saw. Yeah,
Was Japanese?
No, he looked like the regular colonel.
You said that this promotions guy did it and was such a genius. Was there a hook to it, or did he literally just start
fooled them?
The hook was they had nothing going on Christmas Eve.
There was no tradition of Christmas in Japan, so KFC came in and said, this is what you should do on Christmas.
And they bought
it. People were like, good enough for me.
That's the article he's holding in his hand.
That's it. Look at that, man. There it is right there. What is it? What kind of writing is that on top of that, Tony?
It's kind of evil. Yeah.
What writing is that?
Japanese.
Thank you.
Which
is what they speak. But you know,
oh my God,
that's what they speak over there.
Yeah, Japanese. No, but think about it. Is there any other country in the world where a celebration evolves around a fast food?
Is there
restaurant?
Any other country in the world so easily fooled?
I don't know. But that's to me, that's amazing. That a guy, you go to a country. How many Japanese people are there? There's a lot.
So well, they go especially in that one.
Yeah, and they go to Japan.
It is like 20 years after we bombed the hell out of them, so maybe they felt like they had to do it.
But 40, no.
We could have said
years?
Do anything.
40 years.
And in America, we lick goats.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm sure Burger King's like, you know what you should do on Thanksgiving?
But they didn't buy it, did they?
No.
Nah, they're eating
that
chicken.
Colonel's slippery.
Are they really getting dressed up and stuff?
They said the story. So the kids get all excited and they go to get their chicken.
And no one celebrated Christmas before that. Now everybody does.
No.
Regardless,
I'm not saying
of religion.
They didn't, but they like Rachel said, because of the lack of religious
there is
tie
a void.
In.
Look,
there's
I'm not,
a void.
And it, I'm and not gonna it, I'm not gonna poke holes in closest corner because this is a very interesting thing, and it's true.
Brainchild.
That KFC
look at the guy's name. Yeah.
Has become
that's a Japanese name.
That eating KFC
Brainchild?
Has become a thing. However,
Brainchild son.
I will say that you said the vast majority.
A big majority.
And it says a big majority. It's not a majority.
Yeah.
An estimated 3.6 million Japanese families eat KFC during Christmas season. Now, that's huge.
That's a lot of Japanese people.
But there
that's
are,
a lot of chicken.
But the population in
you
Japan
could just say people.
Is 127 million.
That's
it's so many more than English people.
It's just 3.6 million
over Christmas season.
Right. But they.
That's a lot of preparation
over
for KFC.
The season.
And there's 127 million people in Japan.
Right.
So it's not a majority by any stretch.
But we don't know what they're eating.
It is still a cool.
Right. We don't know what they're eating. They could be eating anything.
And Tony, did you say it's over the season? It's not like that day?
Yes.
Well, I heard the story I saw was Christmas Eve.
3.6 million, which is
a
huge
bucket.
That's a lot of people.
To bring it back down to earth.
I saw that if you don't pre-order, you're going to be standing in line on Christmas Eve.
It's a lot of chicken.
It's a lot of chicken.
But it's not, did you guys know? The vast majority of Japanese people
that celebrate Christmas.
This was a human clickbait
major
story.
Majority.
This is the people that are celebrating Christmas do so by eating Kentucky Fried Chicken.
The headline of this was, this will change the way you think about Christmas Eve in Japan.
There you go.
Which I never have once before.
I have major strong majority. Thoughts on it. And
here we go.
You've turned my whole world
Thank
of
you.
Japanese Christmas upside down.
Fact or fiction?
I think I'm going to have a Japanese Christmas this year. It sounds good.
Yeah, are you gonna
I'm
do
so
any,
hungry.
Are mostly, you going to do any fact or fiction stuff?
Mostly fiction. This one's for Tony. You ready? This is Tony.
Just for me?
I can't wait to hear Rachel's.
In Switzerland.
Oh, God. Here we go.
In Switzerland, it is illegal to own just one guinea pig.
Sure.
What's Tony? Tony's always buy two. He never does, but he talks about two animals.
Mm-hmm.
You got to buy... You cannot.
Two dogs.
They'll come in, and I mean, I think they like haul you away if they see you with one guinea pig.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
And that is fact or fiction?
That is fact.
Okay.
That's right up there with the Chinese story.
You also cannot cut the
Japanese,
tag off,
but okay.
off the guinea pig.
They are different.
That's correct.
Also illegal.
That is correct.
Am I the this only one who just heard him say just like the Chinese story?
Yeah. Did I say Chinese?
You did.
Yeah. Japanese, Chinese.
These. Look at these.
Do you have animal? Music.
I do. Give me one.
Zoo News. This is incredible because this.
Who's this one for?
Memento?
This is for.
The last one was animal music as well.
Rachel, because.
And technically, the KFC story was.
She's an animal.
Chicken in Japan.
This one's for Rachel because she's an animal.
If you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground, can't hop, won't hop, can't hop. Pick his tail up. He ain't going nowhere. He ain't hopping. He's sitting there. You know why?
Because he's,
is it Rachel supposed to say true or false right now?
Rachel, true or false?
True.
True. You're correct. True.
Nice.
Because when you pull his tail up, not off, but up, it helps his balance, and he can't hop because his balance is all screwed up.
I relate to that.
We've come a long way since that first segment that where night. You said, I have nothing
I know.
To say.
I didn't realize. This just came to me. And finally.
Finally.
Just two more.
We know why bananas are curved.
Got this. Is this one for Dave?
Yes.
Tim?
I think I'm aware.
Tim?
I don't know. I don't know why they
Dave,
are.
Why are bananas curved?
Does it have to do with monkeys?
No.
Does it have to do with the way they grow on the tree?
In a way.
The sun? Something with
yeah,
the sun?
Going yes. towards the sun?
Oh, they're going towards the sun.
Yeah.
They're going towards
that's
the sun.
Every
that's
plant
fact.
Does.
Yeah, fact.
That's
I'm
a fact.
Fact on that one.
Well,
fact.
So far we've had four facts and zero fictions, and okay. he said it would be mostly fiction.
Did I?
That yes. was the fiction.
Oh. No, he said mostly fact at the beginning, and then,
yeah. then
and
it then, changed.
And then it changed, but it didn't change.
All right.
Heart attacks are most likely to happen on what day?
Christmas Eve.
In Japan. No. Waiting in line for chicken. What day?
Of the year?
No. Day of the week.
Oh.
Monday.
Monday is correct. Between 4 a.m. and 10 a.m. Mm. That's when you're going to have a heart attack.
Really?
Yep. Huh. And then...
Knocking into the mic.
Sorry, kind of knocking a microphone.
Wait, that's the second time he's done that.
This I know.
We've got to take a break soon.
Okay, this is my last
no,
one.
No, why?
Yeah.
No.
No, we can, this can go.
Jeff Allen just texted me and said, what is wrong with you? Blow out all the spots.
Keep it going.
Premium content.
Tennis players.
Really cut him off? Don't cut him off.
Tennis players are not allowed to swear when they're playing at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
So what does that mean about the referees and the line judge?
Also not allowed to swear?
They got to learn all the curse words in the different languages that these guys talk. So if you're Japanese, you came from Japan, and you're playing at Wimbledon, and you start cursing in Japan.
In
Japanese. The line guy has got to know the curse word in that language. He's got to learn all the dirty words. Fact or fiction?
Yeah, fact.
Mostly fact.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.